The French have a massive plan in place for a showpiece opening ceremony to the Olympic Games in July. But those plans are now in doubt because of safety and security. Andrew Harding is the BBC Paris correspondent. What are the plans and what's the calculation now about whether or not they'll go ahead?
Good morning, Mary. Well, the plan, the big plan, is to showcase Paris, central Paris, the beauty of the city, through the opening ceremony, which, of course, in most big cities, the Olympics happens in a stadium. But the French plan is to use barges to carry the athletes through the centre of Paris on the River Seine. And initially, there were going to be 600,000 people lining the riverbanks, many of them just people who turned up on the day. That's now been scaled back to 300,000 people who are going to have tickets. They're going to have codes that they can give to the police. Something like 60,000 police and soldiers are going to be in the centre of Paris to make sure that there are no security issues. And it's a 6-kilometre stretch of the Seine with 160 barges and 10,000 athletes. And as I say, 300,000 people in specially built stands all the way along both banks of the River Seine through the heart of Paris. And France's president, Emmanuel Macron, says, look, that's still the plan. We are going ahead. We are going to be bold. We are not going to be scared off by various threats that have come through and various concerns about security. We are going to go ahead with this, but we do have plans B and plan C.
And what are they?
Well, one that he mentioned yesterday was a possibility just to really curtail the whole of the barge trip and keep the events right opposite the Eiffel Tower on the other, on the north bank, the right bank of the Seine River, in a place called the Trocadero. Another would be to move it to a regular stadium and to have a kind of more traditional type of event. But the whole pitch for the Paris Games has been, we are going to showcase our city. We're going to have all sorts of events, from equestrianism to fencing to beach volleyball, in the open spaces that, of course, are such a part of central Paris. So in the gardens of the Louvre next to the Eiffel Tower and so on, we're going to bring the Olympics to have a backdrop that is this incredible architecture.
But I suppose a final decision will depend on the state of the world come June or July.
It will, and it's a, you know, it's a tough balance for any country to try and manage. There are lots of threats, there are lots of concerns, but at the same time, I think the French are very determined not to be cowed by this, not to live in fear, to let their security services do their work. And yes, if at the last minute changes need to be made, then so be it. But not to simply cower and change just with the possibility that, because it's, you know, we're going through a bad period at the moment, that things could get messy.
All right, Andrew, thank you very much. Andrew Harding there, BBC Paris correspondent.